This Sunday, two very different made-for-TV movies will be presented by two very different networks. One is a dramatic biography of the comedian Jackie Gleason, televised by CBS. The other is a drama about school violence, televised by the pay cable channel Showtime. TV critic David Bianculli has reviews of both and a few thoughts about what their differences suggest.
When TV was young, it was live drama that reached for important themes and provided some of the most memorable work. Stuff like Marty by Patty Chayefsky and Patterns and Requiem for a Heavyweight by Rod Serling. Then, when most TV production moved from New York to Hollywood and from live to tape, another era began. An era that, beginning in the mid-1970s, could be called the golden age of telemovies and miniseries. For about a decade, TV kept doing one ambitious drama after another, from Roots and Holocaust to Masada and the execution of Private Slovak. But somewhere along the way, miniseries got too expensive and telemovies on TV became disposable. The good stuff, the thoughtful stories, the historical memoirs, the big picture epics, began showing up on cable. Nowadays, when the Emmy nominations are announced for movies and miniseries, it's rare for a production from ABC, CBS, or NBC to even make the cut. Shows like HBO's Band of Brothers and The Gathering Storm have grabbed most of the acclaim and attention, and deservedly so. This Sunday, that disparity between television then and now is on display in two competing telemovies and underscored by their subject matter. Gleason, on CBS, is a rather mean-spirited biography of the star of the same network's The Honeymooners. Bang Bang, You're Dead, on Showtime, is a volatile examination of a hot-button issue, violence and shootings in American high schools. Gleason is most interesting and effective when its star, Brad Garrett, the tall brother from Everybody Loves Raymond, is shown bullying his cast and crew to realize his own comic vision. But some of the details aren't right. It's implied, for instance, that the Honeymooners series was performed live, but it never was. And though Garrett's performance is good, the script is a big disappointment. It may explain why some people resented Jackie Gleason, but it does a lousy job explaining why so many millions of people found him funny. Bang Bang, You're Dead, on the other hand, is all about explanations and motivations. William Mastro Simone wrote it as an expanded version of his own one-act play. And in essence, this drama gets back to the spirit and intensity of the works by TV's golden age playwrights. In a way, it's doing now what those live TV dramas did then. It's looking closely at people on the fringes, people who usually are ignored, and trying to show what makes them tick. In the case of Bang Bang, You're Dead, the central character, an angry high schooler played without any excess showiness by Ben Foster, is cast in a school play. He's playing the part of a kid who kills his parents and shoots some classmates, a role that a peek at the young actor's private video diary suggests is very close to home.
They get off on watching you fighting back the tears, getting a lump in your throat, blushing, wanting to cry. And they give you a name.
Trash can.
Pizza face.
Loser. Faggot.
Loser. Weirdo.
Spaz.
Retard.
You know, the name does something to you. It changes who you are. It alters your molecule.
And one day you wake up and you look in the mirror and you don't recognize you anymore because you believe them.
And when you lose.
You want to cry, please leave me alone, but nobody's listening because nobody cares because you don't have a name anymore because they took it away. And then one day, they say that name and you hear something go snap.
I trust you!
You realize what you got to do. You got to take back your name.
Bang Bang, You're Dead on cable is a topical and in times haunting and powerful telemovie. Gleason on CBS is an exercise in nostalgia that only adds to the suspicion that for the major networks, when it comes to telemovies and miniseries, these aren't the good old days.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.